Today's daf is Menachis daf Lamed Ches, and we are in the middle of the Amud, daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots. So the end of the Mishnah, we're still referring to the Mishnah on daf Chof Ches, which discuss different things that are ma'akvin ze'ezeh. So the Mishnah said a halacha regarding tzitzis. So we've had Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and now a little bit about tzitzis. So what did the Mishnah say? Dalet tzitzios ma'akvin zu'ozu she'arbaton mitzvah achas. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says that the four tzitzios, meaning the tzitzis that you have on the four corners of your beged, are all ma'akv each other. They together make up one mitzvah. Just like the Dalet Parshiyos of Tefillin ma'akvin zeh, so too the Dalet Tzitzios are ma'akvin zeh as well. Rabbi Shmuel argued, and Rabbi Shmuel said that as it relates to tzitzis, it's different. The halacha is arbatan arba mitzvahs. The four tzitzios together don't comprise one mitzvah, but rather each one is an individual mitzvah. And if each one is an individual mitzvah, there's no reason for them to be ma'akev. It makes sense they should be ma'akev if they all need each other, but they don't all need each other. As a result, the halacha is that each one is viewed as an independent mitzvah. In other words, an ma'akev. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkemino lehalacha between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Yosef said, sadim betzitzis iki benayu. A nafkemino would be if somebody has a beged that was made out of linen, and his tzitzis were made out of wool. The tcheles was certainly made out of wool. See, as a beged that's made out of linen, his tzitzis are made out of wool. Technically, it should be a problem to wear that beged because we know it says in the Torah, "Lisul b'shatnes." You're not allowed to wear shatnes. Stating that, the asay of tzitzis is doicha the lois asay of shatnes. In fact, this is the makor in shas that asay is doicha lois asay. The Torah wrote the parsha of tzitzis next to the parsha of shatnes to teach me that the asay of tzitzis is doicha the lois asay of shatnes, and this is the binyan of fakal Torah kula. A lot more about that in tomorrow's daf. But regardless, what would be if somebody had tzitzis on only three of the corners of his beged? The beged itself was made out of linen. Incidentally, Rashi says in the beginning of the next parak, we'll see this later in the daf, the next parak is called Parak HaTcheles, and as its name suggests, it talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And Rashi says in the beginning that Roiv Talisoi Shal Pishtanei, most Talisois back in the day were made out of Pishtan. So this idea of Sadim B'tzitzis wasn't just some Hechetimtza that was thought up in a Beis Medrash somewhere. That was everyday life. The begodim were made out of Pishtan, and the tzitzios were made out of wool. Thus, you're always running into a shatnez issue. But regardless, what would be if you only have tzitzis on three of the four corners? Could you wear this beged or not? If the four together make up the mitzvah, so you don't have the mitzvah. If that's the case, you're being over the loisa say of loisa l'vashatnez. If each one's an individual mitzvah, then each one would be enough to be doicha the loisa say. You'd have asay doicha loisa say. Rova barahino ametalis balis chamishik benat. Now, gemino would be, what if somebody has a beged that has not four corners, but it has five corners? Are you going to be chayiv in tzitzis, or are you not going to be chayiv in tzitzis? And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. The achronim struggle a little to properly understand Rashi, but what Rashi says is that if you hold that the four together are one mitzvah, then it's mistaber that it's four that make up the mitzvah, but not five. In fact, if you would add a fifth, it would be Baltosef. Think about adding the fifth parsha to the tefillin. If you'd add a fifth parsha to the tefillin, not only would you make the tefillin problematic, it would be Baal Tosef. You'd be over a loisase, because the tefillin is one mitzvah, and it's made up of four parshiyos. If you'd add a fifth min to your dalid minim, then you'd be over Baal Tosef, potentially. Ayin Tosef Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. Why? Because you have a mitzvah of lulav, it's one mitzvah, it's made up of dalid minim, and now you just added a fifth min. So the same is true with tzitzis. If it's all one mitzvah and you add a fifth, albeit because the beged has a fifth corner, then you're not going to be right. But if each one's an individual mitzvah, then there's no Baal Tosef. And not only is there no Baal Tosef, but it could be you would even be chayv and tzitzis. So whether a beged that has five kanfos is chayv and tzitzis, which is a sugya later in Perakat Chelas, it's something that comes up a lot in Shas. So the Gemara right now, Rava Barahina, suggested maybe he's telling the Machloikas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, if there are four mitzvahs, then there could be a fifth as well. If the four make up one, then you would think that you can add a fifth. In fact, if you add a fifth, you'd be over Baal Tosis, Rabbina, Amar Rabbina said a third teretz, Rafuni, Gwena, Nafkiminu, Rafuna, Zalach, Amar Rafuna, Hayetz, Vital, Shein, Mitzuyatz, Kilchas, if somebody is wearing a talis that doesn't have proper tzitzis, B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos, if he did a B'Shoikik, he's going to be Chayiv Chatos, because he was over the Malach of Yitzias HaShabbos, he's over the Halach of carrying in a Rosh. Rishos HaRabim. So what would be if this person was wearing a baguette, it wasn't Mitzuyetzes Kehilchasa, meaning it didn't have four tzitzias on the Arba Kanfos, it only had three. Is it going to be Chayv Chatas? You're not going to be Chayv Chatas. If the three are at least mitzvahs for themselves, then you're not going to be Chayv Chatas. You were Mekayim the mitzvah. You didn't get all four mitzvahs, but you got three out of the four mitzvahs, or two out of the four mitzvahs, one out of the four mitzvahs. If you hold that you need all four, then you're going to be Chayv Chatas. If somebody takes one of the corners of his baguette and he cuts it, so he turns it into two corners. So he makes from one of his corners two. So that now he doesn't have four corners on his baguette anymore, but rather he has five. Said Rav Sheish Bred Rav Yidi, he didn't do anything. Meaning he didn't make his baguette exempt from tzitzis. All he did was Shavya Talas Balas Chamish. And Rav Sheish Bred Rav Yidi holds that a talus that has five corners is chayv in tzitzis. Amram Sharshi Hayman Desar Leglimei. If somebody would fold one of the corners of his baguette, say he would fold it up and maybe even tie it together. So although there's a corner there, but he just did something so that you don't see the corner anymore. He too did not make his baguette exempt from tzitzis. My timer. The commander Sharia Dami, because being that it's easy to untie it, unfold it, and then you'll have the corner there, even though right now it's folded and tied, it's commander Sharia Dami. We look at it as if it's not folded and tied. And the halach is that it's going to be viewed as a regular corner, so it's pashit that there's a chi of tzitzis on that corner. It's not Nami, says the Gemara. There's precedence. Me inyan le inyan, shalei ba'isa inyan, to such a concept. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim. The 26th parak of Masechtas Kehilim. Kol ha-chamasos ha-tzruos toiros. It's talking about certain jugs that were opened, and as a result, that of the fact that they're open, meaning they're torn, they're not a proper keli, thus they can't be makabel tumah. Says the Mishnah that this halacha is going to be true. Even if somebody folded them and tied them, they're still going to be tahiris. Chutz mishal arvim, with the exception of a certain type. But the point is that most of these jugs that somehow got ruined, if you fold them and tie them in some makeshift way, they're still going to be tar. Why they're going to be tar? Because command the sharia dami. Because even though right now they look folded, but it's so easy to unfold it, it's so easy to untie it, that we don't look at it as if it's folded and tied. We don't look at this keli as repaired. What does that do? Well, we're learning. Similar idea with regards to tzitzis. You want to make one of the corners of your beggar not chayv and tzitzis by folding it and tying it, doesn't work. It's so easy to undo it, it's command the sharia dami. Amrav dimi min harda. On this note, he said even a big echidish. Even if somebody would sew his corner together, so he would cover up that whole area and he would even sew it, he too is layover the lay clump. Because this person clearly wants the corner of his baguette. It's nichole, this corner. Because if he didn't want the corner of the baguette, he'd just chop it off. Why are you sewing over it? It seems like a big tircha. Don't sew it. Just cut it off. Elamai, you want it. Oh, you want it. So the kanaf is still there. Thus, the kanaf is going to be chayv in tzitzis. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, arbat and arba mitzvahs. So bottom line, we had a machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. Whether the four tzitzios are four mitzvahs, that's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, or whether it's one mitzvah, that's the shita of the Tana Kam. Om Rabbi Yehuda Amash Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Shmuel. And the nafkaminas between Rabbi Shmuel and the Tana Kama that the Gemara mentioned earlier would all follow Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, stating that even though Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, but in the same breath says the Gemara, but FYI, even though Rabbi Yehuda said it and he said in the name of the great Amir Shmuel, it doesn't matter, that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, but rather the Halacha is it's all one mitzvah. So again, refer back to the three nafkaminas that the Gemara gave earlier in the sugya to see how it plays itself out. La halacha, Ravina was once following Mar Baravashi. It was b'Shabbat de Rigla, so it was one of the Shabbosos before Yontif. So we know Shloshim Yoim Kaidem Achag, the Yidden would convene in shuls and they would hear halachas about Yontif, and it would take place specifically on Shabbos during the week. Sheishes Yavim Tassim Alachtech. It's not so easy to get everybody together, but on Shabbos that's a day of rest. Like Nitnu Shabbosos, Elulasik B'Teiras, everybody would get together on Shabbos. So this took place on one of these Shabbosos before one of the Yomim Tovim. And Ravina is following Mar Baravashi, Ifsik Karna Dechute, and one of the corners of Mar Baravashi's Beged cut off. Now Mar Baravashi was walking, he didn't notice. But Ravina, who was following Mar Baravashi, he did see it. But V'loyomale, V'loyomidi, he didn't tell him anything. Kamotel Beise, when Mar Baravashi got home, Amale. So he told him what happened, and he told him Mehasam Ifsik. He told him where it happened. He says, you realize you were walking with this baguette, this is on Shabbos, with only three corners for the last 10 minutes. Oh, Malay. Amritli has me hasam. Shadise, had you told it to me at the time that it happened, I would have taken off my beggar. So the Gemara says, Mar Rav Ashi said, really? So if somebody realizes that his beggar is ruined and now he has to take his beggar off, it can potentially be embarrassing. And as a result, isn't Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisei Shebetayros, even though this is a Loisei Shebetayros, carrying, wearing a talis she'ina mitzuyetzes kehilchasa, wearing a talis that only has three corners, not four. I understand it's very embarrassing, but at the end of the day, so the Gemara says, Tirgama Rava Bar Shva Kamedrav Chizda Kamedrav Kehane B'Lav the Loisei. That could be the only time you say Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisei Shebetayros is with regards to one particular Loisei, and that's the Loisei of Loisaser. So what's Loisaser? The Torah says, Al Piyat Torah Asher Yoyrucha V'Ala Mishpat Asher Yoyim Ruchat Taser, that a Yid has to listen to Bezdin. Not just that, the Bezdin of his times. The Gemara says, Yiftach B'dayre was Kishmu B'dayre. And then the Pasuk continues and says, Loisaser Min Adover Asher Yagidu Lucha Yom Nusmal. You're not led astray from what the Chachamim tell you. So the Torah is mitzava us to listen to the Chacham. So it's a Loisaser, because it says in the Torah, Loisaser Min Adover Asher Yagidu Lucha Yom Nusmal. But what kind of Loisaser is it? It's a Loisaser that thou shalt not listen to the Chacham. It's a loisase that essentially affects laws of the Rabbanim. That type of loisase, which in its core is really related to Isurei de Rabbanon. There we say, Gadol Kavod Abriyos, Shadoicha Loisaseh Shabbatayr. But carrying on Shabbos is not the Loisaseh of Loisaser. It's not a Loisaseh that's related to the Rabbanon. It's a regular Loisaseh. It's one of the Lamatas Malachis. I mean that it's one of the Lamatas Malachis. So over there, my Rav Ashi said, had you told me about it earlier, I would have taken this off. Either way, it says, he told it to him right away. That the story was not that he waited until he got home, Ravina, and then he told my Rav Ashi what happened. But rather, he told my Rav Ashi as they were walking. And my Rav Ashi told Ravina, why are you telling this to me? My daitech. Oh, the mishteh. Because you think that I'm supposed to take it off. V'mamar, God the Kofet HaPriyas, Shedoicha Loisa Se Shebetoira, Artirgum HaMarav Shmok, HaMed Rav Kehane, B'Lav Loi Saser, HaChanami Karmelist Rabbanani. Gemara says it could be the story over there was where it was a Karmelist Rabbanan. I mean, there was a Karmelist Rabbanan, he would have been obligated to take it off. Either way, it's not clear whether he would have taken it off or wouldn't have taken it off. But what is clear is what it would have depended on. If what was involved was an Issa D'Oraisa, he would have taken the beggar off. If what was involved was an Issa D'Rabbanan, then he would not have taken it off. Because the only time we say Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisaseh Shebetayrah is if it's a Loisaseh that's related to an Issa D'Rabbanan, such as the Loisaseh of Loisaseh. But as it relates to a regular Issa D'Oraisa, a regular full-fledged Loisaseh, you don't have this halacha. So if this was a regular Hitzah B'Shabbos, then you don't have Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisaseh Shebetayrah. If this was a Carmelist, which is a place that you're only not allowed to carry Midrabbanan, so then over there, you would say Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisaseh Shebetayrah. Now it's interesting that the Gemara over here mentions the lav of Loisaser. The Gemara refers to it as a Loisaseh, but at the same time, clearly in Halacha, it has a Kula, and the Kula is that whereas ordinarily you don't say Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisaseh Shebetayrah, but when it comes to the lav of Loisaser, over there you do say Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadoicha Loisaseh Shebetayrah. So obviously, whenever you see the word Loisaseh, the first place your mind has to wander is to the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Aleph, right in the beginning, where the Rambam talks about the lav of Loisaseh, and that's where your ADD is supposed to take you. And the Rambam over there says that anytime a person's over in Issa Rabbah, and he's also over an Issa Raisa. He's over the Isir of Loisaser min Adavar Ashiyagidu Lucha Yominus Mal. And the Rabban asks on the Rambam if that's true that every single time a person is over an Issa de Rabban and he's also over an Issa de Raisa, then how is it that we find throughout Shas that there are kulois between an Issa de Raisa and an Issa de Rabban? For example, Safik de Raisa is Lachumra. Safik de Rabbanon is Lakula. Now the truth is, in the Rambam's world, we know the Rambam sheet is that even though Safik Da'iraisa is Lechumra, it's only mid Rabbanon that it's Lechumra. Safik Da'iraisa, mid Da'iraisa is Lekula. Ein Shev Shmeitza, Shmeitza Aleph. But it's only midirabbanan that safik da'iraisa is l'chumra. So the Rambam l'shitasi, you're right, there really is no difference between a safik da'iraisa and a safik da'irabbanan on a da'iraisa level, because even a safik da'irabbanan is a safik da'iraisa. Just the rabbanan were more machmir when it came to a regular issa da'iraisa, and they were mekel when it came to a loisaser diga issa da'iraisa, which is in its essence only an issa rabbanan. But the bottom line is there are many differences in shas, not just safik. There are many differences in shas between an issa da'iraisa and an issa da'irabbanan. And the kasha is, according to the Rambam, that every time a person is over in Isser the Rabbanon, he's also over in Isser the Iraisa. So it comes out l'chayr that every dirabbanon should have the chumrah of a Iraisa. Mechaschinach is Meirich in the Shittas and Rambam in a place, and one of the kashas he asks is that it should come out that an Isser the Rabbanon is more chumrah than an Asay the Iraisa. Why? Because if someone's over in Isser the Rabbanon, somebody carries an Ekarmelis on Shabbos. The Gemara's case by us. If someone's over in Issa D'Rabbanan, he's also over Leisaser. If someone is Mevatel Mitzvah Sukkah, if someone's Mevatel Mitzvah Dalim, he doesn't hear Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He's not over Leisaser, it's an Asay D'Raisa. If an Issa D'Rabbanan is a Leisaser D'Raisa of Leisaser, and an Asay D'Raisa is only an Asay D'Raisa, it should come out that an Issa D'Rabbanan is more Chamor than an Asay D'Raisa. That's a very big Chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. That when you're weighing and measuring what's more chomer, what's less, like for example, in the sugya of machil and oisei akal akal, achil l'sheyesh bei sakana, so you have to try to minimize the amount of averus that you're going to do. It's going to come out. And issa d'rabbanan should be considered, should carry, should have more value in terms of isser than an isser asay, d'iraisa. Because every issa d'rabbanan has in it a lois asay of lois aser. Another kashmir mechaz chinuch asks, if somebody's over an issa d'iraisa, sheyesh bei malkas, he becomes pasul edis. That's choshemish b'tzim and lamedal. He becomes pasul edis. If you're over an issa d'rabbanan, so you're pasul edis m'rabbanan. You're not pasul edis m'deiraisa. Why? You should be pasul edis m'deiraisa. Because every time you're over an issa d'rabbanan, you're over lois aser. Isn't that an issa d'iraisa? So obviously there's so many kashas. But the Ramban argues, the Ramban says there's no lois aser on issa d'rabbanan. What then is lois aser talking about? So Ramban says a chiddush. It's talking about Surei de'iraisa, they're not mefurish in the Torah. For example, an issa de'iraisa that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas, Sha'atar and Edreshes Pem, it's that type of issa de'iraisa that alzen nemar loisaser. Which then means if someone's over an isser that involves one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar and Idreshes Behem, according to the Ramban Shita, could be that would be more chomer on some level than something that's mefurish in the Torah. We've spoken out in the daf many times for Rabbi Chanan, where Rabbi Chanan brings raya, that something that's mefurish in the Torah is more chomer than something that's only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar and Idreshes Behem. Taisus in Zvachin, Taisus in Yavamis, right, where the Gemara says, according to Ma'anamah, that holds Bia, but Mikzah Shema Bia, so why did the Mitzayra have to stand with his thumbs in Shar Nikner? Why couldn't he just walk into Shar Nikner? Bia b'mikzas v'shma bia anyways. He's anyways violating the isser for a tummy to enter the azar. So just walk in. Shaina hai. Du binach. What's the problem? Why are you sticking your thumbs? Says Tosfos. Because although bia b'mikzas v'shma bia, it's only a drush. The Torah says you can't walk in with your entire guf. The fact that you can't stick your thumbs in, that's Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Bam. We'd rather you be over Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Bam than be over something that's before us in the Torah. The Ramban's other, the Chana's other eyes, the Ran and the Darim, Davches, that even though there's an idea you can't make a Shvuah to be Mevatel, something that's before us in the Torah, but it's only something that's before us in the Torah, it's a Pasuk in the Torah, but something that's learned out from Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Bam, you can make a Shvuah to be Mevatel. Like the Ramban, maybe the Sfar should be just the opposite, because if you have Yud Gimel Midas, you also have the Lois, whatever you deal with, tack on a loy saucer. This is already Dvarim Atikin. We already digressed too much. But either way, that's not what I want to talk about. Just to conclude the third perek, perek Akoimitz Rabba. So we learned already Akoimitz Zuta, now Akoimitz Rabba, here in Mesechtes Menachas with one Ara. And that is that the Mishnah mentioned the Machloikis, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yishmael, the four tzitzios. Is it one mitzvah? Or is it four mitzvahs? And the Gemara had three nafgaminas, important nafgaminas, lalacha. Each one touches on real sugyas. Asay dechaloysa, say, if somebody wears talish ena mitzuyetzes on Shabbos, is he chayv chatos? What if you have a baguette that has five corners? I mean, these are all real hot button topics that, topics that the Gemara is discussing. But regardless, machloikis tanakam and Rabbi Yishmael, the four tzitzis, is that one mitzvah? Or is it four mitzvahs? Tosfos in the Sechtes Soita, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, asks a bumbakasha. The context over there is the Gemara brings three machlokes in a chas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, where all three cases Rabbi Akiva said chayva, or some have the girsa mitzvah, and Rabbi Yishmael said rishos. The first is a Masechta Saita topic, and that is, it says in the Torah, v'kineh es ishtai. So if somebody's a little bit suspicious about his wife, that, you know, maybe she's being involved in something promiscuous. Fekine es ishtoi, says the Torah. According to Rabbi Akiva, chayva, a husband has an obligation to warn his wife if that's what he thinks. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he's not obligated to do it. It's only rishus. The Gemara says, a koyein is not allowed to be metama to a mace. But for one of the seven koyein, he's allowed to. In fact, the Torah says, lo yitam, says Rabbi Akiva, lo yitam, it's a mitzvah. So the same koyein who's never allowed to be metama to a mace, but when it comes to one of his koyein, lo yitam, yeah, with a mapake, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, lo yitam is only a rishus. And then finally, lo oilam behem tavoid. We know an Eved Ivri went out after 6 years, she shonim tavoid, but the Eved Kanani says the Torah, lo oilam behem tavoid, says Rabbi Akiva, lo oilam behem tavoid, it's a chayva, it's a mitzvah, kol ha-meshacher is avdoi, oiver ba'aseh. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Loilu Bem Tavoidu just means that in contrast to the Eved Ivri who goes free after 6 years, the Eved Kanani is what you can keep him forever. But it's a Rishus. Nobody says, Loilu Bem Tavoidu, that you're not allowed to be Meshachir, your Eved Kanani. Freite, Sakasha. So it comes out, if you do the math, there are three machloikis in, three psukim in the Torah, where according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayva, it's a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a rishos. It's tamal Rabbi. V'chiles luhada ama b'shuli makis tafchav gimel amid beis sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvahs nemer l'moishem yisinai. That Moshe Rabbeinu reserved on at Har Sinai 613 mitzvahs. V'chil Rabbi Yishmael da ama rishos basal who coined Rabbi Yishmael that holds that three mitzvahs are all rishos. It's going to come out he's missing three mitzvahs. Oyv Rabbi Akiva tafilu. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have three more. In other words, says Tosfos, we know there's a Gemara in the Masechtas Makis. The Gemara says Tariag mitzvahs. So if there's Tariag mitzvahs, there's an absolute number of 613. If I have three psukim in the Torah, Machloikas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, whether they're mitzvah, whether they're rishos, it comes out that Rabbi Shmuel's cheshbon and Rabbi Akiva's cheshbon are off by three. In other words, either Rabbi Shmuel has 610, or Rabbi Akiva has 616. But one thing is clear, there's three more mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva has, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have, and that can't be. Because there's an absolute number that we need to back into. It's Tariag mitzvahs. It's 613 mitzvahs, and Tosfos says, it's a tema. This kash really bothered him. It's not him tema. It's tema. Says Tosfos v'nira, you have to say, the b'sharim mitzvahs, the mapik Rabbi Shmuel mikra, avid le Rabbi Akiva asmachta. You have to make a cheshbon. Sit down, go through Talmud Bavli, and Yerushalmi, and Sefri, etc., etc., and you're going to have to find somewhere three psukim, three mitzvahs that according to Rabbi Shmuel are mitzvahs and according to Rabbi Kiva are not mitzvahs, because you have to reconcile the number 613. The Netziv, in his Pirush on the Sefri, in Parsha Shlach, says, I have a hafel digger teretz. This is a machlekes tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph, and the Gemara discusses it in great detail. In Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the four tzitzias, are there one mitzvah or are they four mitzvahs? The Chachamim say it's one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel says it's four mitzvahs. It comes out Rabbi Shmuel has three more mitzvahs in the mitzvah of tzitzis than the Chachamim have. Zok did it say? It's Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasei. Tosfos says Rabbi Shmuel is missing three mitzvahs, and he doesn't know what the three mitzvahs are. Zok de Tziv, half of a fella, it's Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasai. It's up to this Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel that says that the four tzitzias are four mitzvahs. It's not one, it's four. Rabbi Akiva held, that's the Chachamim. It's one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel had, there was four. Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasai. He doesn't have a kines ishtai. He doesn't have loh yitama. He doesn't have loh ilam tavoidu. So what does he have? He has four in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's going to be the Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasai. Now it's interesting that this kasha that Tosfos asks, like the Daf Gimel and Aleph, is also the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asks it in the Shayrish Arishon, right in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he doesn't just ask it from these Gemaras right here, Masechtas Soita, but he asks it from many Gemaras in Shas. And the Ramban over there says a gevaldig teretz. The Ramban says that the truth is yesh lachka. Is it so poshut that there's 613 mitzvahs? Every child knows 613 mitzvahs. Right? It's something we're taught from a very young age. But the truth is it so clear? 600. What's the makar? The makar is the Gemara Makis Tavchav Gimel on the days. Darish Rav Simloi sheish meyos v'sholish esrei mitzvahs nemer loy l'moishim yisinai sholish meyos v'shishim v'chamish lav mekimin yomoyz hachamo umasayim v'abosh moyna es. Say, kineged evar of shalotim. Amar Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna is a micro. How did Rav Simloi know this? He said it's a drosh. It says Torah tzivalonu Moshe, Moirasha kilas Yaakov. Torah, the word Torah is begematria shishmeya v'chatzit. It's one of the few places in Shas where the Gemara brings a gematria. So the word Torah is begematria 611.
Torah, 611 mitzvahs, tzivolanu Moshe. We heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. But we know a noichav lo yelacham pi agurushim anam. We are two mitzvahs from the Rabbeinu Shlom. So it's 611 from Moshe, plus the two that we heard from Hashem. Together, you end up with 613. Klares the Ramban. Reb Simloi woke up one morning, had a drasha, Torah, 611, so he said 613 mitzvahs, meaning the origin of this drasha of Rav Simloi was the drasha itself, or Rav Simloi had a Messiah. There was a Messiah going back, halacha l'moshe misinai, that misinai, Moshe Rabbeinu received 613 mitzvahs. It just so happens, halacha is have asmachtos, and the asmachta was Torah 611. Now, the Ramban said, was there a Messiah on 613 mitzvahs? And Rav Simloi's drasha Makas Chav Gimel Amadeus is merely a makar, a remez in Psukei HaTorah to this Messiah? Or maybe there was no such Messiah. Rav Simloi had a drasha. There's so many drashas that we have throughout Shas. This is another drasha. Says the Ramban, L'mayin afkemino, because I found the Medrash, says the Ramban, that the Eibusha didn't just say, Anoichi v'lo yilecho by Sinai, but Hashem said, Ola seres adibris. If that's the case, and you want to work with Rav Simloi's drasha, it's going to be 621. Because you can have Torah, 611, Tzivolano Moshe, we heard from Moshe, and then you're going to have not Anoichi v'lo yilecho mipiak v'rushamanim, but Anoichi v'lo yilecho, Ola seres adibris mipiak v'rushamanim. If that's the case, it's going to be 621. So if there's a Messiah, there's a Kabbalah of Taryag Nekabel, then Rabban says, okay, then it's not questionable. Then you can't argue. It doesn't matter how many mitzvahs you hold, we heard from Hashem on Har Sinai. At the end of the day, 613 is 613. But if really there was no Messiah on 613, it's all based on this drasha. So then the Ramban says, there's makom to dingzach with the drasha. And if you dingzach with the drasha, based on historical facts, no less. And if that's the case, it's not muchach, the 613. So says the Ramban, that all these different drashas, and all that it could be, this is really totally in the Shiloh. We're taking for granted. Tois v'sayt edav gimel amadal. Tema, he's so bothered by it. Why? Why is he so bothered? Because everyone knows 613 says, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. It's based on a drasha. If there was a Messiah, then Anachanami. But if it's based on a drasha, Kenzachdinian of the drasha. In fact, there's a medrash that clearly argues with the drasha. And if that's the case, maybe there is no such thing as 613. So it's not a kasha that you could give you have three more. You could Rabbi Shmuel, you have three less. You'll find me Rav Shimon's and Rav Yehuda's and different Tanam throughout Shas that have different drashas than all the Tanam agreed with. You don't have to reconcile with the number 613 because it's not muchach that everybody holds of the number 613. But the truth is, it's shver. Number one, like you said, there's so many Muslim throughout the Torah to this number 613. But on even a deeper level, we know that the 248, the Ramach, is the Gemara says, it's Keneged, the Ramach Evarim Shel Adam. And there's an idea, that even the Shesagidim, that the mitzvahs correlate to different parts of the human body. And through the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, a person can get a tikkun in those respective body parts, both on a physical level and on a neshama level, on a spiritual level as well. The Sfarim say that there's also Ramach Evarim to the neshama, just like there are Ramach Evarim to the guf. And every aver of the guf corresponds to an aver of the neshama. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Achrimos above my pay grade, but the Zohar HaKadosh says as follows, Rav Simloi, listen to this, Rav Simloi hava asya, he was a doctor, va asvasa denafshe yov, and he would heal people by giving people a refuas hanefesh, va hadri betshuva, and he would be able to bring people back from tshuva. The Sfar Makdoshim say that this is Rav Simloi l'shitasai. Rav Simloi, who said in Makis Tav Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Taryag Mitzvahs, Rav Simloi held that there is a magic to the Taryag. What's the magic? It's Keneged the Ramach Evarim and Keneged the Shesagidim. So Rav Simloi, he didn't just say this drosh of Taryag. He was tapped into the essence of Taryag. And the essence of Taryag is that every mitzvah corresponds to another aver of the person. And every aver of the guf corresponds to the aver of the nefesh. And he was an asya, he was a doctor. He knew how to correlate each mitzvah or each loisaseh to the respective aver of the guf, which goes back to the aver of the nefesh. He was able to heal people that way. He was able to make people be chayze b'tshuva, dvarim neflam. But it's the same Rav Simloi. It's not a coincidence that they're both Rav Simloi. It's Rav Simloi l'shitaseh. But that's really the panemius of Rav Simloi. It's Taryag mitzvahs. Neged Taryag Evarim between the Ramachei Varim and the Shesag Eden, so to say that there's no Tayag is it throws a huge wrench into a lot of the raid that we're very familiar with. Either way, on that note, we begin the next parak. So the fourth parak in Masechtas Menachos is called Parak Hatcheles, and it very much picks up where the last parak left off. Zok the Mishnah Hatcheles Eina Me'akeves Es Halavon V'Halavon Eina Me'akeves Hatcheles. So once upon a time, every pair of tzitzis was made up of chutim that were lavan, they were white, and chutim that were tcheles, that were tcheles. Today, some are, but once upon a time, all were. And the truth is, it's based on psukim in the Torah. The Torah says, akon of psul tcheles, that there's an idea of psul tcheles. Now, how many of the chutim are supposed to be tcheles? So, Yetz Hashem will get to that. Rashi says right away that two of the chutin on each corner was supposed to be tcheles. And being that we have eight chutin on each corner, but the eight really start with four, so it's really arba shein shmoina, because they get folded over. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the two chutin, which end up being four of your chutin, were made of tcheles, so it was four tcheles, so it was four lamed. It's a big machlokes rishonim. Not everybody holds that way. But either way, says the Mishnah, what if I have a beged shel tzitzis that has tcheles, doesn't have lavan, whereas lavan doesn't have tcheles? Is it ma'akiv in tzitzis? Ha tcheles, eina ma'akiv es halav. That's the halach, because we don't have tcheles today. Again, according to some opinions, the halav one ain't a makav is atcheles. The Mishnah continues tefillah shal yad ain't a makav shal roish. The shal roish ain't a makav shal yad. As it relates to tefillin, the shal roish is not makav the shal yad. The shal yad is not makav. We always put in the shal yad and the shal roish together. But lu yitzuyer, there is an idea you could wear your shal yad without your shal roish, and you could wear your shal roish without your shal yad. In theory, the two are not makav each other. At first glance, it would seem the Mishnah that says that the tcheles is not ma'akiv the lavan, and the lavan is not ma'akiv the tcheles. It's like talking to the base. Reason Moisam Lamech Ma'akim says that the Rebbe says Reisam Oisai teaches me. We'll see what the drasha is in a minute. That tcheles and lavan are ma'akiv each other. The Chachamim Ma'amrim ain't ma'akiv. My time of the Rebbe. The Chsev Hakonov Min Konov Uksev, and the pasuk says Psil tcheles va'amirachmana, and the Torah says Reisam Oisai. Ad ikka travayu bechad. So the pasuk says, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem v'asulem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeyom adayroisam v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof pesul techelas." Now the Torah says the word hakonof v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof. And Rebbe held the word hakonof is extra. We know already where you're putting the tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeyom, right? By Dabro Shem Amor Shalim, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem. Where should you put the tzitzis? Al kanfei vigdeyam l'dayroisam. We know where you're supposed to put it. You're supposed to put it al kanfei vigdeyam. And then we say again, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov. So why do you have to mention hakonov tzimtzveitimol? So Rebbe held that from the word hakonov that the Torah says for the second time, we learn that the tzitzis are supposed to be of the same min as the kanof. So whatever the kanof is, that's what the tzitzis is supposed to be. And Rashi says that being that roif talisois were white, it's for that reason we refer to the tzitzis as lavan. But the point is, I don't think it's so much white, but the point is not chelas. There's an idea that tzitzis is supposed to be mimin hakanof, and roif talisois, says Rashi, were lavan, and as a result, you have the chutin of lavan. But it's learned out from the word hakanof, which is extra, so it's not merely telling me that the tzitzis are supposed to be on the kanof, because that already I know from al kanfei vigdeya. What it's teaching me is that the tzitzis itself, the chut, what material should it be? Mimin hakanof. So the kanof is lavan. It's supposed to be lavan. But then the Torah says, in the same breath, psil tcheles. It's supposed to be tcheles. So you see there's an idea of lavan, there's an idea of tcheles. This is the makar to lavan and tcheles. Hakanof is mimin hakanof. Reif talisa is for lavan, thus min hakanof means lavan. And then the Torah says psil tcheles. What's Rebbe's chiddush? It says, Uri'isa moiso yuzchartem is komitz v'sashem. Uri'isa moiso is a lashon yachid. And we learn from there, ad ikka travayu b'chad. You have to have both, the two together make up one. They make up oisai. Thus, lavan's ma'akiv tcheles, and tcheles is ma'akiv of Rabbanon. Rabbanon says, Uri'isa moiso kolchad l'kudim mashma. I agree with everything you said, Rebbe. I agree with hakanof mimin kanof. That's how you know lavan. It says psul tcheles. That's how you know tcheles. You're supposed to have both. That's lekatchilo. But ma'akev meichates. Oh, because it says urisa moisa. Urisa moisa means each one individually. There's an idea of urisa moisa. So at first glance, wouldn't it not seem that the Mishnah is the loike Rebbe? Because the Mishnah said hatcheles eina ma'akev esas alavan. V'halavam eina ma'akev esas hatcheles. And you have a mefurish Rebbe. Rebbe said from the words urisa moisa that are going back both on the love
Kavan that I learned that from Akon of Mimin Kon. And on Tcheles, which is Mefurish in the Torah Psal Tcheles. Uri is a Moise Melamed Shema Akvin Zeza. Rabbi Yudomar Rav, if it will tame a Rabbi. No, it could be the Mishnah is going to Rabbi. Loi Nitzruch El Lekadim. When the Mishnah says that Tcheles ain't a Makavis a Lavan, then a Lavan ain't a Makavis a Tcheles, doesn't mean they're not Makiv. Really they are Makiv. The Mishnah's Rabbi. Rabbi wrote the Mishnah. Or gathered the information that makes up the Mishnah. So Rebbe's the author of the Mishnah. I mean that Rebbe's the author of the Mishnah, it seems a little schwer to simply dismiss the Mishnah by saying Masnisin the like Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah really does work with Rebbe. The Mishnah would seem to blatantly contradict what Rebbe said. So when the Mishnah says that two are not ma'akiv, it doesn't mean they're not ma'akiv. They are ma'akiv. We're talking about one prat in the process of making tzitzis that you would have thought maybe is ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv. And that is like, Tanya learned to the Braisa, mitzvah lahaktim lovin l'tchil. It's the mitzvah to first put the lovin strings through the hole of the corner of the beged, and then the tchilah strings. Vim hiktim tchilah l'lovin yatsa. But if you first put the tchilah, then you put the lovin, yoyotza elo shechitza mitzvah. But you're missing ma'akiv mitzvah. What does it mean? Again, you're supposed to like atchilah do the lovin, then the tchilah. If you did the tchilah, then the lovin, it's okay, but you didn't do the mitzvah. Which mitzvah didn't you do? Ilei mechisa mitzvah the lavan mekayim mitzvah the tchelos. Doesn't mean that if you did the tchelos first, you mekayim the mitzvah of tchelos, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of lavan. As if to say the only time you mekayim the mitzvah of lavan is if you put the lavan before the tchelos. But if you put the tchelos in before the lavan, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Le Rebbe Yekuvi ma'akvi adadi. The problem is, you're telling me now, if you want to make this work with Rebbe, Rebbe said that the two are ma'akiv each other. So, mamanov shach, if you're not yoitza the lavan, then you can't be yoitza the tchelos either, because tchelos and lavan are ma'akiv each other. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, shechisa mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. No, what the Braisa means to say is you're missing a mitzvah, but you did do the mitzvah. Ma'ichisa mitzvah, v'yavid mitzvah min ha'mofchar. It's a long-winded way of saying that you can't, the mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah says you got. It doesn't matter if you put first the lavan and then the tchelos like you're supposed to, or first the tchelos, then the lavan, which was the wrong way. At the end of the day, you're yoitza the mitzvah. If you put on that beged, you get the mitzvah of tzitzis. Chisa mitzvah is, you didn't do the mitzvah namufchar. Because there's a mitzvah that's nogeya when you make the tzitzis, and that is first love and then tchelis. That mitzvah you didn't do, because you did first tchelis and then love. And that's what we mean when we say that chisa mitzvah. Either way, so what the Gemara is saying is that when the Mishnah says that tchelos ain't a ma'akev, it's a lovin. Va'alovin ain't a ma'akev, it's a tchelos. It doesn't mean they're not ma'akev each other. Maybe they are ma'akev each other, because maybe the Mishnah is going even according. If the Mishnah is not Rebbe, then it's good. It means they're not ma'akev each other. But we want to make the Mishnah work even with Rebbe. So maybe really they are ma'akev each other. What the Mishnah means is that the Seder is not ma'akev. But the Gemara says that would only explain half of the Mishnah. Hotenach lovin deinem ma'akev is a tchelos. That explains when we say the lovin is not ma'akev tchelos, it means that if you put the tchelos in before the lovin, I mean, love, putting in the lovin is not ma'akiv putting in tchelos. You could put tchelos without pulling lovin. So if I did the first tchelos, then the lovin, it's going to be okay. But tchelos, ma'akiv is a lovin, ma'hi. What does it mean that tchelos is not ma'akiv lovin? If I do like a tchila, you're supposed to put the lovin first. So what's the flip side of it? I mean, it explained half of the equation. And that is that even though it's supposed to be lovin, then tchelos, if you did tchelos and then lovin. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah means when it says lovin ain't a ma'akiv es a tchelos. What about the other part? What does tchelos and ma'akiv zalava mean? Now that means the same thing, just in a different oikimta, where the talus was made out of tchelos. What's the cheshbin? The cheshbin is, if the talus was made out of tchelos, then the min hakonof is tchelos. Then the tchelos would have to go in first. What's the svar? Why is it, and Gemara is going to explain in a minute, but let's speak it outside. Why is it that first lovin and then tchelos? Because what's the makar to lovin? Hakonof. What's the makar to tcheles? Psol tcheles. It says first hakonof, then it says psol tcheles. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof, and then afterwards you say psol tcheles. So being that it says first hakonof, which teaches me lavan, and then it says psol tcheles, that's how I know that first lavan, then tcheles. What if the beged was a beged shal kuloi tcheles, a talus shal kuloi tcheles of Parshas Korach fein? Right, let's say the entire talus was made out of tcheles. What's the min hakonof then? Then the min hakonof is tchelos. So the Gemara holds in svar, then the tchelos should be first. So what would be in that case if I first put the love on? So that's the flip side. That's what the Mishnah means when it says tchelos is not ma'akiv the love. The whole Mishnah is referring to the same thing. Avada tchelos and love are ma'akiv each other. If you want to make the Mishnah work with Rebbe, you could do that. It's doable. What we're saying is the Seder is not ma'akiv. Ordinarily, love is supposed to be before tchelos. If you flipped it, it's okay. And if it just so happens to be a talus shekulei tchelos, where the tchelos is supposed to be before the love on, and you did the love on before the tchelos, it's also no worries, it's also going to be okay. The Gemara says, Itmanami, I'll show it to you from a mefurish discussion between Levi and Shmuel. Omalei Levi l'Shmuel, Aryoich. So Shmuel was sometimes referred to as Aryoich. Rashi says, Aryoich is a Lashon of Melech, Miloshon Gur Aryeh Yehuda. So why was Shmuel king? So Rashi gives a very interesting reason. Because the halacha is like Shmuel bedini. In Dine Mamines, the halacha is like Shmuel. And we know Dina de Malchusa. Dina? So it's like a Gzeira Shava. So that's how Shmuel became king. But either way, it's a conversation for a whole nother day. So Levi tells Shmuel, don't sit down until you explain the following thing to me. The Tzar Mishnah, the first line of the first Mishnah in Perek HaTchilas. What does it mean? You know what it means? Sadin b'tzitzis. The mitzvah lakdume lovan b'reisha. We don't mean sadin as in linen. We're not getting involved in shatnez now. Just mean a regular baguette where you put tzitzis on. The mitzvah is first to put the lovan and then afterwards to put the tchilas. My time, because hakonof minkonof. It says first hakonof minkonof. And then afterwards it says psal tchilas. So that's to say that first you put the lovan, then you put the tchilas. The akim tchilas lovan, less lovan. That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah, when it says it's not ma'akim, it means the say is not ma'akim. So you told him back, tenech lovan, then ma'akim, the tchilas. That explains that part of the Mishnah. Tchilas, then ma'akim, the lovan, ma'hi. What about the reverse? Amalei rami barchom, amalei nitzruchel letal shikulei tchilas. He gave the same answer. It be nugeya tal shikulei tchilas. Over there, what's the hakonof minkonof tchilas? The mitzvah lak dumei tchilas bereisha. The hakonof minkonof. And here the beged, the minkonof is tchilas. The akim lovan, the reisha. Here, if you put the lovan first, less lumba, it too would be okay. Amar Rava, so Rava said, midi tziva kagarin. I have a problem with this. So you're telling me that how exactly you make tzitzis depends on the color of your beged. So if your beged is white, you do it one way. If your beged is tcheles, it's blue, you do it another way. Ela my Rava. So Rava had a problem with that. So Rava said, I'm going to tell you a different shana in the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, atcheles in a ma'akeves, says alovin va'alovin in a ma'akeves atcheles. What does it mean? The first possibility was, it means they're just not ma'akev each other. You could have a beged that has no tcheles, or you could have a beged that has no lovin. The Gemara says, that's wonderful. But it would be Masnis and the Laker Rebbe. We want to make the Mishnah work with Rebbe. Okay, take two. The second a possibility that the Gemara said was, it means in the Seder. What does that mean? Depending on the color of the baguette, if it's a baguette shalavan, then you do first the lavan. If it's a baguette shalavan, you do first the tcheles. Says Rava, what the color matters? I have a problem with that. Elama Rava, third pshat, loy nitzrucha elo legardumim. We're talking about where the tzitzios got cut off. And Rashi says, what we mean over here is, it didn't get cut off all the way from the top, but beneath the knots, the chutin that hang down, they got cut off. And all you have is a little stump. We had this at the end of the previous parak. The igardim tcheles, v'koy lovan, if the tcheles got cut off, and all you have is the lovan, or v'igardim lovan, v'koy tcheles, or the lovan got cut off, and all you have is the tcheles last summer. That's what it means, they're not mocking each other. It means that if you have a stump, it's okay, and it doesn't mess up the entire tzitzis. Damit b'nei Reb Chiyok, what we need is gardume tcheles. You see that stumps, these little, tiny little strand of tzitzis is enough. You don't need a greater shear. Okay, but I'm assuming a shear you do need. So what is the little bit of a shear that you need? We had this regarding the ritzuis of tefillin. So now we have it in the context of tzitzis. What is the shear? Enough to tie a knot. If it's long enough that you can make a knot from it, that's okay. Do you need that you should be able to take the string and knot it together with all the other strings? Or is it enough that you can make a little knot in the string itself? If you're going to knot it together with the other strings, it's going to have to be a little bit longer. And the Gemara says, take away Ravashi. Ravashi asked a different shiloh. Alimi dulei ma'anvi. What if the tzitzis are very thick? So you have the gardumen, it's very thick, and because it's so thick, you can't make a knot with it. It's just very hard to knot it. But vihavi katini ma'anvi. If it would be a little bit smaller, then you would be able to make a knot. What's the halacha? Amalei Rav Acha, Brei Rav, the Rav Ashi, Koshkin the Minka Mitzvah Zayir. It's for sure going to be kosher. Because the whole point of it being long enough to be able to make a knot with it is that it's nicker. It's a sheer chashav. If it's thicker, then that is in and of itself a sheer chashav. You don't need to be able to make a knot. Making a knot is not a siba. It's a simen. You don't need to be able to make a knot. The point is, it's a simen that it's big enough that it's a shir chashu. So if I have a thicker string, although I can't make a knot with it, koshkein the minker mitzvah zayir. Says the Gemara, man tana, the polygled Rebbe. Who's the tana that argues with Rebbe? Who holds that tchilas and lovin are really ma'akiv? So the Gemara, hay tana, the tanya Rebbe Yitzchak Oimer, I'm sorry, that holds they're not ma'akiv. Rebbe said they're ma'akiv. Who is the tana kama that holds that it's not ma'akiv? It's Rebbe Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Rab Nosson, who said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, ain loy tcheles matal lovan. If there's no tcheles, you could put lovan. In other words, they're not ma'akev exel. So just to conclude with one aura. So we're learning the sugyas of tefillin and mezuzah. And now we're starting the halachas of tzitzis. So we just mentioned the pasuk. The pasuk says that the purpose of tzitzis u'ri'isa moisoi u'schartem es kol mitzvah yis Hashem. The truth is that there's a gemara later in Masechta. I don't know if it's a yontif daf or it's the daf that, you know, we're going to learn together. But regardless, that the idea of tzitzis is the pasuk says it's a shmira. It's supposed to protect you from doing averis. U'ri'isa moisoi u'schartem es kol mitzvah yis Hashem. It's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Tfilin u'mezuzah v'sefer Torah Perek Vav Halach Yud Gimel says that the same is true regarding the mezuzah. Rambam says Chayev Adam lehizar b'mezuzah. A person has to be very careful with the mitzvah mezuzah. Mipnei shehi chayvas hakol tamid. By the way, Hagoyin Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, the grip in his pirish, Rabbi Sadi Goyin Sefer Mitzvahs, says that this word in the Rambam, Chayvas HaKol Tamid, is a riot to all the raid that we spoke out last week. That mezuzah is not a one-time mitzvah, but when a person has a mezuzah, he's constantly being mekayim a mitzvah. Chayev Adam lehizar b'mezuzah, mipnei shehi Chayvas HaKol Tamid. Says the Rambam, v'choleisha yikonis v'yetze, every time a person comes and goes, he's going to see the mezuzah, yipaga b'yichud shmei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to see the havayos, the askaris that are in the mezuzah. The Yiskar, and he's going to remember Ahavasai, the love that he has for Hashem, and the love that Hashem has for him. V'yeyar mishnasai, v'shkiyasai behevle azman. And it's supposed to wake him up. V'yeyda she'en sham davar ha'oymeid la'oylam ul'om le'aylamim eli yediya surah oylam u'miyadu choyza le'taytoy v'hoylech bedarachim ishar. So Rambam says that every time a person walks in and out of his house, you see a mezuzah, some mekish de mezuzah. The Rambam says this is supposed to be like the musr shmuz of all musr shmuzes. The Rambam says you're supposed to, like, mamish, this is the Rete Shofar. The Rambam says it's that even though the Shofar's exeris akasa, but uri yishena mishnaschem, right? This is what it's supposed to be. These are the same lashonis the Rambam says. It's supposed to wake a person up. V'yeir mishnasei v'shkiyasei ba'avle yazman v'yeida she'en sham davar o'ymeid la'olam la'olmei o'ylamim el yediya sura o'ylam. So even though you don't have uri isa moisa u'schartem es kol mitzvah Hashem like you have by the mitzvah tzitzis, but the same theme when it comes to the mitzvah mezuzah. It's interesting that the Rambam, when he talks about tefillin, and this is in Perek Dalet in Hilchas Tefillin u'mezuzah v'sefer Torah, the Rambam gives a very similar shmuz. The Rambam says like this: Kedusha tefillin, kedusha gedolei. He had yesterday that the kedusha of tefillin is more than the kedusha of the tzitz. Kavuchemir mitzitz. Kedusha tefillin, kedusha gedolei. Shekos man she tefillin al roishi shal adam v'al zroyoi. Because as long as a person's wearing his tefillin shal roish and his tefillin shal yad, who onav? He's an onav. It humbles him. V'yare ve'enoi nimshach b'schoik. So yesterday we learned the Gemara that Chayev Adam lemashbich betfilim becholsha kalvachemir mitzvah. So matzit sheimei alaskar achaz am retoira. Right, shlo yasiach taita mehem tefillin sheish ben askar es harbe alachas kama bekama. So that was a halacha that a person who's wearing tefillin can't be masiach das, which according to Rabbeinu Yonah means no schayk v'kalas. Rush. But the point is that you have to have a certain aim in yira while you're wearing a tefillin. It's a halacha for someone that's donning tefillin, how he needs to conduct himself. But the Rambam says it goes the other way as well. That when a person's wearing tefillin, it's actually a shmira. It's a skula for a person to behave that way. Calls man she tefillin al roisha shaladim v'al zroyei hu onav. Rambam's not telling you what you have to do. The Rambam is stating a metzias. Right? There's a concept of a person while he's wearing tefillin, in addition to the obligation that you have to be that way. It sounds like from the Rambam, it also gets you to that point. And then the Rambam concludes with a punchline. It says the Rambam, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Rambam says, they say about Rav, the Amora Rav, who was Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shekol Yomav Leiru Shehalach Arba Amos Blei Torah. Then nobody ever saw him go Arba Amos Blei Torah. Nobody ever saw Rav walk four Amos without Torah, without tzitzis, and without tefillin. It's interesting that this Lashon HaRambam, Amora Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shaloi, you find in another place. And that's the Rambam in Hilchas Deis. Perek Beis Halacha Dal. The Rambam over there is talking about the importance of not talking too much. La'ilam yarba adam b'shtika. For lo yedaber, and a person shouldn't talk. Ela oy bedvar chachma, oy bedvarim shetzarech lem lechayi gufa. Says the Rambam. Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They say about Rav, shalai soch sicha b'teila kol miyamav. That he never spoke a sicha b'teila. Rav never said a superficial, he never said anything frivolous. He never said anything that wasn't necessary to say. V'zui sichas raiv kalab. Which which, by the way, says the Rambam, is what most people spend their lives doing. And Rav himself never did it. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, Hilchas Deis Perek Beis Alocha Dalid, Zok the Kesef Mishnah, but Perek Hayoshe. That's Masechta Sukkot Abchav Chesam Eralof Matzasi Kein Al Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakta. And if you take a look at the Gemara, the Gemara says about Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol as well, that he was Loisach Zicha Betelo Kamavim. Aval Al Rav Eni Yodea Keis Mekoymoy. But as it relates to Rav, says the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Beis Yosef talking. I have no idea where Rav got this from. Okay, so maybe I'll find it. But as of now, says the Kesef Mishnah, I do not know where the Rav got this from. Amul Al Rav Tamil Rabbeinu Akkadish Shaloisach Zicha Betelo Koyomov. So over the years of learning together, it's Zaman Bechabur. We've spoken out different mahalchim from Gedolei Achronim that tried finding a makar somewhere to the Rambam Shita. But this is where it gets interesting. And this is the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. We just mentioned another Rambam. A Rambam that's Nogea, what we're learning right now. The Rambam of Kedushas HaTfilin. And the Rambam says, Amru Al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shekol Yomav Loi Ra'u Shehalach Arba Amis B'lei Torah Oy B'lei Tzitzis B'lei Tfilin. And if you look in the Kesef Mishnah does not wonder out loud where the Rambam got that from. And it's a little bit of a problem because it's not a Gemara, it's not a Yerushalmi, it's not a Sifri. So where did Rambam get this from? The Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Amru Rav Tamar Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lo Yisach Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav, Zok the Kesef Mishnah Koes, I'll update you, but right now, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. And Hilchas Tefillin, Perik Dalar Alocha Chavei, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say anything. So it sounds like the Kesef Mishnah knew what the Makar was. You know what Kasha this is? The Shoyal asked this Kasha to Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis. And Shoyal Tshuvas Marat Tzchius, it's Simen Ayin Aleph. So Tshuvas Marat Tzchius is also HaFeichba VaFeichba the Kulaba. Beautiful Tshuvas. And Toich Dvarav over there, the Tshuva was actually written to his son, Foyd Beni Yedidi. But Sir Hersh Chayis wrote his Tshuva to his son, and he discusses over there the Rambam and Hilchos Deis. We've spoken out some of the ha'aras that Marat Tzchius says about that Rambam, but that's not this morning's conversation. But Toich Dvarav says with Tzvi Hersh Chayis that the Rambam says a very similar lashon, an eerily similar lashon. Amru Al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, albeit in a different context. And over there, the Kesef Mishnah didn't say anything. Says the Marat Tzchius, you want to know why? Because the Kesef Mishnah knew the Makar to that Rambam. And even though it's true, it's not a Gemara, it's not a Yerushalmi, but it's a Medrash. It's a medrash that not everybody has, and not everybody's aware of, and it's called the Asari Mila de Chasidus, the Rav used to be Noyeg. So there's a medrash that the Rishonim had that described 10 chumras, Asari Mila de Chasidus, that Rav used to keep. The Ritzina Rebbe, the Balat Chelas, ironically, the Ritzina Rebbe, the Balat Chelas, wrote a pirish. He was once in an Esara, and for a schos, he wrote a pirish on the Asari Mila de Chasidus. I had it once in my house. But either way, the Ritzina Rebbe wrote a pirish on this. But there's 10 Mila de Chasidus that Rav would know. If you want to see it inside, you can take a look in the Seda Hadoris on Rav, but the Seda Hadoris on Rav is not under Rav, it's actually under Rav's real name, which was Abba. So Abba Aricha, it's right in the beginning of Seda Hadoris, and Toich Dvarav, he brings it, it's Ois Zayin. He brings the Asari Mila de Chasidus. So if you go through the Asari Mila de Chasidus of Rav, what was the 10th thing? Says the Seda Hadoris, the 10th thing he used to do is Vahiragal B'tzitzis V'tfilin. He was ruggled, but this is a tefillin. Says Marat Tzchius, this is obviously the makar to the Rambam. Amru Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he was always nizer in Torah. So Torah doesn't say Torah tzitzis and tefillin. Because the Mishnah knew where he got it from. He got it from this medrash. He must have had that. So it means the Chasidus. The problem is that Amru Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shloisach Sicha B'Teil Kol Yomav is not mentioned as one of these 10. And being that it's not mentioned in one of these 10, oh, he was wearing tefillin, so he couldn't be Masiyach Das. Oh, very good. I hear Gevaldik. But anyway, it's not what he says. So the bottom line is that, no, very good. So either way, so in terms of the Rambam in Perek Dalet and Hilchas Tefillin, that he knew the Makar. But as far as the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha, the Rambam doesn't say it. Now the truth is that we've spoken about this, Ba'arichos, that even though there's no Mefurish in Makar, that Rav never spoke a Sikha B'Teila, but so many of the Mamori Chazal throughout Shas that talk about not talking too much, right? Oxymoron. Are Rav. But if we're talking too much right now. But either way, we'll end with one ha'ara. And that is, it's interesting, if you go through the Asari Milu de Chasidus, so number 4, Hayim Mechabin Libe Betfila. Rav was Mechabin, very stark when he daven. Number 9, Vayu Koile Orev, he had a beautiful voice, Va'olo Letargen. So the nusach that the Seyd Adoris has, he used to go up to be Metargen. I guess that means, so it's ironic that even though Rav never spoke, but he was the one that was all over the targum. But the Rizina Rebbe, I think in his sefer, I've seen the Nusach differently. He used to always go up to Davin for the Yomid because he had a beautiful voice. And he used to say, Rav was Kara Latzme Kabedes Hashem Me. Rav is giving a grace of Altfilah. It's interesting, and everybody knows this. Rav wrote the Nusach of Musaf Shemayna Esri on Rosh Hashanah. Yes, Rav, it's a Yerushalmi Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Rav is the Metargim. There's a Yerushalmi Masechtas Brachas where Rav is the one that wrote Moedim de Rabbanon. B'schus tfilas Rav, Amen Selo. We say in Yirat and Chaim Shel Shalom and Chaim Shel Bracha. It's b'schus tfilas Rav. The truth is, because Rav was the author, it's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas. The Goyin's Girus is some have the Girus of b'schus tfilas Rabim, some have the Girus of b'schus tfilas Rav. The Goyin says you should say b'schus tfilas Rav because Rav is the one that wrote it, and Rav Kiyodua was Ma'arich Yomim. He had tremendous Arichas Yomim. The Zohar Kodesh says so. You see that his tfilah of Chaim was Niskayim, and as a result, b'schus tfilas Rav. The truth is Musif Davening is also b'schus tfilas Rav, and a lot of Musif Davening is intertwined, Yom Kippur Davening as well. This is also b'schus tfilas Rav. You see, Rav was zeicha to a gevaldige arichas yomim, but either way, so it's not just tzitzis, the Torah says, Arisa Moisai. You have the Rambam regarding mezuzah, you have the Rambam with regards to tefillin as well. We'll just end with the Lashon HaRambam. If you go back to that Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, it's Perek Vav, the very end. Amru Chacham, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roishoi. Ubizroyoi, vetzitzis bebigdoi, umezuzah bepischoi. Right? That's the big three. So you have tefillin, you have tzitzis, and you have mezuzah, muchzak loy shalo yechta. Shari lech yesh loy maskirim rabim. Vehein hein hamalochim shamatzila noise milachtoi. Talk about the malochim that save a person from doing averish, and emma chayne malach Hashem sovev li yireyav. Vayichaltzim, what are the malochim? Says the Rambam, you know what the malachim are? They're the mitzvahs. It's the tefillin bereisha of Israel, like I said in Perek Dalet. And it's the tzitzis bebigdoi, like the Torah says. Urisa moisa uschartim is called mitzvahs Hashem. And it's the mezuzah bepischa, like I said in Perek Vav. If a person has all three of the maskirim, muska, muchsak lo, ishala, yachta.